Thank you, Sydney. That was wonderful.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's reading is Luke 10, 38 through 42, which can be found on page 72 of the New Testament in your Bible there. So we'll start Luke 10, 38. Jesus visits Martha and Mary. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Mary was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The word of God for the people of God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Wow, I think I could listen to the flute for about 10 more minutes, right? Oh, she's already disassembled it, so you're going to have to listen to me, I guess. Short scripture. And yet it says so much. But it leaves you with a question. Because when Jesus says at the very outside, he says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen a better part, which will not be taken from her." When you look at that, it's like, what do you mean the better part? You think there's something that we could do or say or some attitude that we could exhibit that is more pleasing to God? We know Scripture tells us there are many things that please God. And seeking Him with your whole heart, loving Him with heart, soul, mind, body, and strength, caring for neighbor as itself, and loving one another as Jesus has loved us. All of those are good things. All of those are the desired things. All of those are not just activity, but they're an attitude. We recognize that everything that we have is because of God's grace, because of God's mercy, because of God's love for us. The scripture starts in 38 that Jesus enters a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. What happens here? We have one of the culture of the day, which is hospitality. Jesus is on the road, as we know in the previous verses. He's on his way through Samaria, headed to Jerusalem. He's already sent off the disciples by two, sent them off individually. He sent off disciples by two. They've come back. He's been challenged by a lawyer. He told the lawyer what it was to do to earn eternal life. And all of those things capture our relationship with God, the intended and desired relationship with God and with our neighbor. Well, now Martha, and if you're wondering, is this the same Mary and Martha who are Lazarus's sisters? We don't know. In John, we have Lazarus and Mary and Martha. In the Gospel of John, Luke only covers Mary and Martha, and there's no mention of Lazarus in there. So the commentators think it's either totally unrelated or it could be the Mary and Martha, because on the road and where Mary and Martha live and Lazarus is in Bethany, which would be on the road. So it could be. Probably too much into it, but Mary and Martha. But what does Martha do? Martha obviously is the head of the household because she welcomes him. And then what does Mary do? Mary sits at the Lord's feet and listens to what he was saying. She is modeling exactly what we need to do. There is a time for activity, yes, but there is a time for us to sit and listen. Because if we allow the Holy Spirit to be in us, we focus on the Holy Spirit. Mary was doing that. See, there's a culture change here. First, Mary has assumed an attitude of attention, focus. Really, like a student. And in the culture of the day, women didn't necessarily attend or were not educated. So this is, you know, for those of people who say the scriptures are just written by a bunch of men and it's culturally insensitive, and it's like, okay. Let's read what the scriptures say. If that were true, then you wouldn't have heard about Mary and Martha. You wouldn't have heard of Priscilla and Aquila. You wouldn't have heard of Mary, the mother of Jesus. There would be, if that were so, you would have pulled a number of things out. So let's concentrate on what the scripture does tell us. It tells us about people who are in Jesus' life and who Jesus encounters and how he leaves them with an impression. Martha is busy in the kitchen doing what needs to be done, or she's in another room doing what needs to be done. But she's doing the busy things. And how do we know that? Well, verse 40. Martha was distracted by the many tasks. She's focused on doing things and missing out on an opportunity to be in the presence of Jesus Christ and listen to what he's saying. Now, that's not to say that what she's doing is wrong or bad. It's just that the sitting and listening is the better part in this point in time. The other double piece that comes in is Martha comes to Jesus and says, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." That never happens in the homes today, right? Siblings. Does this never happen? Or does it? Alex, does this ever happen? Anyway, just seeing if you were still awake. But the Lord answered her and says, "Martha, Martha, you're worried about and distracted by many things. There is need for only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Well, the hospitality, that's what Martha was extending. But Mary was doing what? Focused, attentive listening. You know, we need to get into the Word. How do we get into the Word? We open the Bible, we sit and we meditate. Because as we read it, does everything like make sense all the time? Or do we have to read it a number of times to have it speak to us? We have to abide in the Word and allow the Word to abide in us. Now, how do we do that? As best you can, you remove the distractions and you focus on the Word. That's what Mary was doing. There are so many busy things in life. There are so many busy things in our lives. Let us focus on the really powerful things, the really helpful things, the Jesus things in our lives. And I want you to do something else. What I want you to do is I want you to open your New Testament, and I want you to go to Colossians chapter 1. And the verse is 19 through 22. So I want you to go to Colossians 1. And Colossians 1, verse 19 through 22. This is why what Mary was doing was the better thing, because she was focused and listening on Jesus. Now, I want you to think about how this is made evident in you. Colossians is right after Philippians. And it's in the Pauline narratives. And I should have looked up the page to help you, but 200, page 200. Okay, verse 19. For in Him, in Jesus, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through Him God was pleased to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of His cross. Verse 19 again. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. Think about that. In a human being, the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. So when Mary was focused and sitting and paying attention to Jesus, she was in the presence of the fullness of God. The glory and the wonder and the presence of God. That's the better thing. Allow the fullness of Jesus Christ to be in your presence. For that is truly the better thing. Shalom.